The entire structure collapsed under the weight of the roof in probably 15 seconds. In those 15 seconds, I can tell you, they had spray and insulation in there. It looked like it was snowing as I was running for the light. And that's what I told them. I said, run for the light. And as I was saying that, I was thinking about, you know how they always say, go toward the light, you know, and I was thinking that in my mind, you know, like you're dying. I said, run for the light, run for the air. And we ran. And I was telling you earlier about being a blessing and a curse, having a life jacket on. The roof split open where it was, where we dove through. I dove through. But the girl, the wife, she comes through, and the life jacket possibly saved her life because the roof came back down with the weight of the wave, and it crushed her chest. She had a life jacket on. But the life jacket had her snagged in the roof. She was stuck and couldn't get out. So it was really a hair-raising experience. So about that time, another wave come and lifted up the roof, and me and her son, Daryl, pulled Miss Lori through. She scratched her up real bad because she was wearing nothing but night clothes, no shoes.